Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And folks, I want you to know about this book written by Leo Havlind, Words on the Street, Language in the American Dream on Wall Street. This is an important work that Leo has produced. And if you're interested in what goes on up there, what has gone on, and you'd like to know how to understand it, I encourage you to find it. Leo, I know it's available wherever books are sold, especially Amazon. You want to give us another website?
My website, leohavland.com.
leohavland.com. So check it out. Can they find your articles and your essays there? No, that's probably where it is. Are they available anywhere else?
No, they're available on my website.
Okay, so check that out. Leo, we've been talking about the Fed. You've done more in the last two segments to explain the new concerns that we should all have about an increasingly encroaching and ideological and political, perhaps, Fed, and some of the scary things about when you apply the word ideological to the Fed, that just scares the heck out of me. And so, but one of the things that I want you to talk to us about is we also defined oligarchy in the last segment and applied it to some of the things that are going on on Wall Street in Washington, but none of that has anything to do with Main Street. When I think of oligarchy, I think of people who are not planted in the ground, who have lots of options, who have lots of power in government and finance, and that is the opposite of the definition of small business, Leo. And yet we're half of the economy, and right now we're an underclass. I think small business in America has become an underclass. What do you think about that?
You raise an important point there. One way to underline the underclass or lesser role of that group is, where is their voice?
That's exactly right.
In political circles. And it's there, of course, but it's not that loud. And you can see it not only in the comments that are coming out of Washington and the Federal Reserve and so forth, but also by what they don't talk about. You don't hear a lot of talk from the Fed or Congress about...
I had high hopes for Yellen, because when she came out, when she made her introductory comments, she talked about small business. And I guess I was naive enough to think that maybe she'd do something to help small business, but I'm not sure she can or that she wants to, Leo. But the thing you talk about, our voice, you're exactly right. You know how money talks, and we don't have a lot of money. We're pretty decentralized. There's millions of us. There are a few thousand. There's like 15,000 corporate CEOs. And 535 members of Congress, one president, and 19 Fed members, but there are 26 million of us. We're too decentralized, Leo.
That's an argument to organize.
I've been talking about this for a long time. I've been telling small business owners, we've got to become single-issue voters. We've got to get organized. If small businesses in America, Leo, were organized like unions, we'd rule the world.
That might bring a traditional form of entrepreneurship, which was very strong in the American dream, back.
Yep.
Or back stronger.
And I don't have a problem with small business owners being ideological, Leo. You know why? Because what's good for small business is good for the world.
And big businesses started out small, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, when you talk about the politicians talking about helping small businesses, one way to tell if they really care about that is the accuracy of their comments.
Mm-hmm.
Most
You're
of them,
right.
When they talk about helping small businesses, their comments, the conclusions they come to, are not even accurate.
what examples would you give?
Hillary Clinton wanting to raise the Section 179 direct deduction from $500,000 to $1 million. Most small business owners can't even take a $500,000 annual deduction, let alone a million. That doesn't help us.
Yeah, certainly small business needs assistance, and even more than that, opportunity, not to be burdened by regulation.
And how about this?
Misunderstanding.
How about this? All that money the Fed's been printing, how about getting it out on Main Street instead of keeping it in Wall Street? That would be a big help right there. Do business with us. That's all we want, Leo. Do business with us.
That would be great.
I'm sorry, Leo. I get revved up about this. LeoHaviland.com, ladies and gentlemen. You'll thank me later for telling you about that website. Also, the book, Words on the Street. Hey, Leo, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.